CORE offers rebates to homeowners to get them to upgrade to more energy-efficient appliances, and they make grants to nonprofits and other public groups for green projects. It's these offerings, says Director Mona Newton, that are making a big dent in the Valley's carbon footprint. The group began as a grassroots effort to combat and highlight climate change.
In 1994, not many communities were actually talking about this, and that's what I think really makes CORE stand out, because it has been around so long doing this kind of work.
How has CORE been influential in policymaking?
The first and foremost is the Renewable Energy Mitigation Program, and that was really groundbreaking, especially in 1999, 2000. And there's been other communities that have mimicked it since then. Jackson Hole, Wyoming has a similar program. The Mountain Village in Telluride, Ann Arbor, Michigan. There's other communities around the country. Eco Build in Eagle County is similar. So there's other places that have actually mimicked it. But then there's other policies that CORE has helped get going. And one is more progressive building codes throughout the valley. And then, of course, the bag ban. We worked with the city of Aspen and the town of Carbondale to get the bag bans passed. So, and then more recently, we've been working on a water conservation plan that would be adopted regionally by all the communities, which is really one of the first of its kind in Colorado.
For the first time this year, CORE offered a grant in honor of the late Randy Udall. One local recipient, the Marble Distilling Company in Carbondale, plans to use the money to develop a water recycling program. Marcy Krivenin, Aspen Public Radio News.